This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says confirmation of a Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, will go quickly, while his Democratic rival Joe Biden is imploring the U.S. Senate to delay voting on her nomination until after the November 3rd election to let the people decide. Mr. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who is expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. Mr. Biden urged his former colleagues in the U.S. Senate to take a step back from the brink. A federal judge Sunday postponed a Trump administration order that would have banned the popular video-sharing app TikTok from using smartphone app stores around midnight. A more comprehensive ban remains scheduled for November, about a week after the presidential election. The judge, Carl Nichols of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, did not postpone that later ban. The ruling followed an emergency hearing Sunday morning in which lawyers for TikTok argued that the administration's app store ban would infringe on First Amendment rights and do irreparable harm to the business. President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House. That's according to a report in the New York Times. Mr. Trump has fiercely guarded his tax filings, becoming the only president in modern times not to make them public. The details of the tax filings review are a series of financial losses and income from abroad that some say could conflict with his responsibilities as president. The president has once again called this fake news. This is VOA News. According to Johns Hopkins University's data collection, the global shift death toll from COVID-19 is just shy of 1 million. The United States ranks highest, while Brazil is second, followed by India. The number of infections just hit, then surpassed 31 million, with the United States having the highest number, followed by India, which just hit 6 million. Its health ministry on Monday reported more than 82,000 new coronavirus cases within a 24-hour period. New infections in India are currently being reported faster than anywhere else in the world. The world's second most populous country is expected to become the pandemic's worst-hit country in coming weeks, surpassing the U.S., where more than 7 million infections have been reported. About 100,000 demonstrators marched in Belarus's capital, calling for the president's ouster, some wearing cardboard crowns to ridicule him. The protests that have rocked the country marked their 50th consecutive day on Sunday. Protests also took place in 9 other cities, underlining the wide extent of dismay and anger with President Alexander Lukashenko, who has stifled opposition and independent news media during 26 years in power. The protest wave began after the August 9th presidential election that officials had gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office with crushing 80% of the vote. The opposition and some poll workers saying the results were manipulated. An Australian newspaper has reported Cardinal George Pell is returning to the Vatican soon for the first time since he was cleared of child sex crimes 5 months ago. Pell was formerly the finance minister for Pope Francis, who last week fired one of Pell's most powerful opponents, Cardinal Angelo Becciu, for a financial scandal. A Herald Sun newspaper columnist who previously interviewed Pell said the cardinal will fly to Rome on Tuesday. The seminary where Pell has been living had no comment. Pell served 13 months in prison for child sex crimes before Australia's High Court acquitted him in April of molesting 2 choir boys in the late 1990s when he was Archbishop of Melbourne. Voters and Socialist Party's proposal to limit the number of European Union citizens allowed to live and work in their country. Swiss public broadcaster SRF reported that the measure was rejected by 61.7% of voters, with 38.3% in favor. All but 4 of the country's 26 cantons or states also rejected that plan. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.